Turn it loud.
This streaming service with Justin Hill.
He joins us for a week of discussing, as producer Alicia was very excited, Justin, The Rock and The Block, apparently.
Yeah, I was going to say, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? I think that's how the kids say it.
You are down with
I'm sorry,
them.
Justin, you but make it sound so uncool, brother.
I'm down with the lingo. Yes, but I do have some exciting news about The Rock. So let's do a little bit of a rewind. We know that he was in a whole heap of the Fast and the Furious movies before he had a bit of a falling out with Vin Diesel. They haven't really discussed what it was about, but he did drop out of the movies. He actually had his own spin-off, Hobbs and Shaw, and then Vin very publicly asked him to come back to the franchise, and he then very publicly said that he wouldn't. So it was very awkward. But what's happened now is apparently he is returning to the franchise, and I've got a bit of a spoiler warning. So apparently at the end of the new Fast X movie, there is a post-credit scene, and The Rock is in that and basically sets him up to return for the final films in the franchise.
We say final films, but do you mean
that? Well, here's the thing. So apparently we were getting one more movie, Fast 11, but Vin Diesel is already saying it's probably going to be Splinter 2. So it's actually going to be two more movies.
They're like cockroaches in the apocalypse, mate. Like, that franchise is going to outlive us all. What a lot of testosterone there between Vin Diesel and The Rock.
Do we know?
I love it.
Do we know what the beef was, Jazzy, or not?
Probably over a protein shake at the gym.
Yeah, that is as petty as it gets.
All right, well, from The Rock to The Block, and a letter that's got certain people fuming.
Yeah, so I got a feel for the producers of The Block this year, because it didn't matter where they were going to turn up. It was always going to be issues for the neighbours. Now, they have apparently sent a letter to the residents who have been complaining very loudly about everything from where Scotty Cam parks his car, like to everything. Because you can imagine, like, they've taken over five houses in one.
Have they
like,
gone back to Melbourne?
So it's back in Melbourne. Oh, it's a street called Pleasant Street. Oh, sorry, Charming Street. Isn't that cute?
Oh, cute.
I know. So what's happened is, though, is they've sent them a letter and they've just said, look, we're about to finish, you know, filming the show, but it's about to get a lot busier. We've got the rest of the internal stuff to do, and then we work on the external stuff.
Oh, God.
And so they've said to them in June, there's like 2 weeks where it's just going to be manic. There's going to be people everywhere trying to get it done. And so they sent them a letter thanking them and sent it with a bottle of wine. And of course, someone uploaded it to a Facebook group, and they've just been ripped to shreds over it. But there is a little bit of good news out of this, though, because it basically we can let everyone know that if you're interested in going to the open homes that they have, it means that they're going to be ready around the 17th of June. So keep your ears and eyes out if you're a local and or if you're down there and you want to go and see the homes.
Yeah. You've got the money to burn, right? Buy me one while
I'll
you're down
there. I'll do a Dave Hughes. I'll just pick up a couple.
Yeah, do it. One for me, you and Justin.
You'd be one of those sneaky bidders that just like sneaks in at the last minute and goes, $1.5 million.
Oh, that's chump change.
Oh, guys, I got to be honest. The property market's not what it once was, guys.
Oh, okay. You know.
Yeah. I mean, he keeps that kind of money just in that little pocket in his jeans.
Yeah, you know,
that
exactly.
Little one, he keeps that kind of money there.
You've seen it.
Literally the nicest thing I own is a television. So
it's a nice television.
Get around it, guys. Get around Justin Hill. The streaming service podcast drops every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday on Listener. Jay Hill, thanks, mate.
Thank you, guys.